Every Wednesday morning, we get caught up with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She pops in for her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Just happy to have him Wednesday morning.
Oh, there we go.
It's always a great day.
And your flowers are going to get watered today, and everybody's gardens are going to get taken care of?
I did. I'm just delighted. Finally got those flowers in the ground, the annuals. The perennials were already up, but you've got to get those annuals in there. You know?
That's it.
So
well,
when
it's been 90 degrees every day, it's you feel like you're already late to the party. But we're got them. We're going. We're rolling. That's the good news. And every Wednesday we get together, we keep our eyes on what's happening in county government, obviously. And as I was talking about a little bit last hour, the story that's on today's front page, I'm going to have you help me translate. The new fire station is going to be on the back burner. It's a Northern Monroe County Station project. Tell me what I have to know there and who this is going to affect in the tax dollars department.
Well, I think what's going on here is that they just did not have agreement with their residents about moving forward. There was, you know, such a pushback, and they've now spent about $60,000 to move forward with this. That's certainly not the reason to continue to move forward. They need to make sure that that's a decision that is made by these two townships or what they come to agreement on. And for the people who do not want to move forward with this, then what is their plan to provide fire protection? Because whatever you do, those township trustees are responsible for fire protection
And you mean by being responsible to either do it themselves or they contract it from somewhere else just to make sure that there's someone to respond, correct?
Absolutely. They either have to have their own fire department or they have to contract with others. When this was first being discussed, Benton Township, they thought Benton Township might come in with them, and Benton Township didn't. So I think, however, they may be contracting still with Bloomington Township. I'm not prepared. I don't have the information on that. But you wonder, are they thinking maybe trying to get other townships to come in with them? Because, you know, the more people in the pool to help pay for a bill, maybe each person's part will not be as much. Are they going to be reaching out, trying to get Bean Blossom Township to join them so that the whole northern section of the county would be covered? And then it'd be very curious, would they be thinking Richland Township would join in? And that would really be a shocker, because that's also fire department. So would they be doing that, or who knows what? There may be a lot of balls in the air that we just are not aware of.
Well, and a couple of those balls are in the air is who's going to be in charge of making this decision, because we saw in the May primary some of these actors will not be in these roles this time next year.
Well, absolutely. And with Vic Telson saying, look, he did not want to lock in his voters, not his voters, but the people in his area to spending money, and on the off chance this is just not going to go forward, because it does take cooperation between the townships to make this work. So then we've got another, Vic Kelsey's a former county council member, and now we've got a sitting county council member, Jeff McKim, is encouraging them to take a breath and then continue to move forward. So this is a situation where, like I said, I think there's still a lot of balls up in the air. And for the people who are saying if they don't want this, then they need to provide us with what it is they do want, so that it's clear the fire protection will still be available. And you know, this is a hot button issue there for that whole township, but not just Washington Township, but Bloomington Township too, because everyone's taxes jumped so high. Then it dropped down a bit for this year. But I believe when you look at that legislation, the third year out is what establishes the base. You know how we say, well, we're on a frozen levy. We can only grow taxes so much
right. Every
year from the year before. Well, they are going to have to establish a base for that fire territory that says this is the amount that you can grow only a certain percent more than the year before. Now, that doesn't include cap, you know, like building projects or something, but for all your other operational expenses. So this next year's base, I believe, I'll have to do some research on this, but I think that will set the base for going forward. So I hope everyone who understands how this works, maybe someone will send me an email on this, but I remember setting it a few years ago when that I thought it was the third year out that it did that.
Well, the other interesting part of this is the last part of the article states, even though the Northern Monroe Fire Territory is made up of two townships, Bloomington Township oversees the budget as required by Indiana law. But there is a local agreement between the two townships that states the boards must work together on matters regarding the district, including how the money is spent, from firefighters, capital purchases, fire trucks, to building a fire station. So you talk about a lot of pieces of the puzzle in place. There you go. Two townships have to come together and figure this out.
Absolutely. And because of the way the territory rules are established by the state, if you have four or five townships involved, you still have just one township that is the keeper of the budget. But that doesn't mean that they can just go spend the money in any way they wish to. So it does mean that they have to agree on an appropriated budget. Now, there may be some appropriations in place that they could have continued to spend money preparing for doing this, but I haven't looked at that budget. But I think that indeed, if you believe it's not going to go forward, it's really not very fair to the taxpayers to keep spending their money until you find out what is going to happen. But I know that one of the things that I found interesting to see was that they were proposing to use that build, operate, transfer statute to fund the new fire station. Now, that's the same statute that they used to build the Monroe County parking garage. And if you'll recall, because of that statute was used, the county commissioners could do that without coming to the county council to get approval for the money, and they're paying for it out of the county commissioner's CUMCAP budget, and that's very close to $500,000 a year that's going out to pay for this parking garage. And in 2020, that interest rate is going to adjust. Now, I have not looked lately at that contract to see what that's going to be tied to, but one would think if it's going to adjust, it's certainly going to adjust up. I mean, interest rates are going up, so what will that payment be then coming out of CUMCAP, or will there be those running county government who will then say, oh, well, we don't want to do that. We want to refinance it, and we'll do it in some other fashion, and which just means that the county commissioners had the ability to move forward and obligate the county for this kind of payback, and yet we county council, will have to address whether or not it will be refinanced or what we're going to do when it's when they get ready to take a new look at what the interest rate might be in 2020. I have not, don't have the answer to this directly, but I remember thinking at the time, remember this has been a few years ago, that this was you can only do so much in a capital project before you have to take it to a referendum or at least that's what it was at the time. So it was my thought that maybe this project was going to exceed the amount that they would be allowed to do without taking it to a referendum. So it makes me wonder if this build, operate, transfer thing for the fire station, I would want to look at the numbers on that as well. And I'm sure that everyone has looked at this. You know, this is that particular fire territory is really not in my district, so I didn't study it as much as I might have otherwise. But I do think we all have to keep an eye on this because we all know that these fire territories and fire districts, you know, Perry Clear Creek Fire District, there's been discussion who was going to join in with Perry Clear Creek Fire District. So all of this movement around fire protection, I think we all have to just keep an eye on, and I don't think it's going to get cheaper for anyone. I just think fire protection is very expensive, and we have to keep an eye on it. There are some that would like for it to all just go over to the city of Bloomington and just be one great big city of Bloomington Fire Department covering all of Monroe County. I'm saying I believe that's something we have to watch for. So
we'll keep an eye on it, see how it works out.
Right. We also know that having to do with coming back to the fire district and understanding how the money is going into public safety, what we've seen is that the city has complete control over whether or not they are going to give any money out of that public safety tax over to the other fire departments. And we've not seen that there's been a lot of money moving toward those fire departments. And this year, we don't know what's going to happen, whether or not the county council, who's in charge of this new tax that's being allowed by the state for jail or rehabilitation facilities, whether or not that would be put in place and whether or not it would come out, a portion of that come out of the public safety tax. So there's a lot of things, a lot of, like I said, balls in the air. And boy, if I was a taxpayer, I'm not sure that would make me feel very comfortable because it seems like no matter what we do, the need is so great when we start talking about all of the things having to do with public safety. And it is just a real shame that we can't all sit down and work together. But I've got to say that when you sit down with someone and they're holding all the cards, it seems like it's futile.
It's interesting, yeah, because those townships in the May primary, I guess, maybe showed you a direction of what they think on how this should go or move forward. So that's an interesting part of it. Marty Hawks,
right,
I guess. Yeah, go ahead.
I thought, no, absolutely. I think the voters came out to say we're not happy. But now let's find out what it is they want to be happy about because we need to see what the presentation is of what the proposal. Because you can't just say I'm against something. You've got to say, but here's my solution or here's who I want to work with to come up with a better solution. And so that part, it will be interesting to see what happens.
Hey, I asked you, we were asking on the air yesterday, and I had you take a look at this for me. We've got the bridges going up all over town, the overpasses over the I-69 and everything else. They are being named, I didn't know why that was happening or what was going on. You said you'd take a look at that for me. What did you find in your investigation?
Well, I found out that in 2014, there was a citizen committee that looked at these names at local citizen committee, and these are the names they came up with. There was going to be one that said Monroe County, one that was going to say Bloomington, one to say Ellisville, and one to say Indiana University.
Interesting.
So, maybe that's a Bridges name, but I hope that's not going to be something that people will think is directional because how would you?
Well, that's kind of the, that's, yeah. I think the one on, and I'm just doing this off the top of my head here, so I'm probably going to screw all of it up. I want to say the, you know what, I'm not even going to say it. There, the first one, if you're going from south to north, says Monroe County, then the next one is Bloomington, and then I haven't seen the rest yet, so I guess they're not finished doing it. So, yes, it is interesting in the sense where they are going to be. I don't know if they're going to have arrows pointing which direction, because as we always joke about, if it says Bloomington, that's great. If you go left, you're going to be in Bloomington. You are for a while, but if you go right from the south, you'll probably be closer to Bloomington, just depending on which part of Bloomington. So just an interesting side note on those popping up. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Right. And there's a few things that I wanted to, and I know we are about out of time, but I wanted
to make sure.
There's new redevelopment commission requirements that the special session that the state head brings to us that says that the redevelopment commission says that, and of course I'm very interested in this Richland tax increment area, where we have a redevelopment commission, and that does affect our school district a great deal. But now they have to have their specific guidance from the state that things that they will have to be doing that outlines what they have to do that with overlapping units, so that if that TIF is in the Richland Township, it's part of an overlapping unit, would be that school district, and part of it would be the township taxes, and part of it would be the county, and part of it would be the library. But they have to address the following items. That's the redevelopment commission. They have to show its budget for the revenue increase, and the long-term plan for each TIF area, and the impact for that TIF area on the overlapping taxing units. So it would be interesting to see if we see direct dollars that says this is how much your taxes would be if this TIF was not in place for the school district, or this is how much more revenue that would be going into capital projects for the school district if that TIF wasn't in place. Now, that doesn't mean the TIF is going to go away. However, as I mentioned last week, the TIF now has the ability to assist with more of the capital project for the school. So it's interesting to say that these things, and I believe it's by July 1, that the governing body of one of those overlapping taxing units can request that a member of that redevelopment commission appear at a public meeting. So if the school wants to request that a commission member come and speak with them at the school board, they certainly could do that, or the county, or whatever other overlapping taxing unit. So I think that's important, and because there's too many years have gone by where the public is really not paying as much attention to all those TIF areas, and there's millions of dollars there. Really, when we're talking about an overarching view of the entire TIF situation here in Monroe County, you would think more about that gigantic TIF that Bloomington has. That, it's huge. So there may be some discussion about how all that works out and what's affecting Monroe County Community Schools and how it affects the city of Bloomington and the county of Monroe. So these are real important new laws that we have to take a look at. One of the other ones that I saw that I thought might assist us with our jail situation is that in the past, if the courts wanted to sentence someone to home detention, it had to be for at least 60 days. Well, they have removed that requirement, so it could be less than 60 days. So if you have a judge who might think that would be best to keep someone on home detention or keep them off the streets at least, They don't really have to put them in jail if they only want to do it for a month, let's say, instead of the full 60 days. So I think that might be helpful as well. I've been going through some of the new rules and regulations, but those are kind of the things that just sort of jumped out at me.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, because if you don't have to put them in jail and process them and do all that, you have space for perhaps the what you need for the larger grade, higher grade criminals, so to speak. But then if those people violate the terms of that, you're right back in square number one anyhow.
Right.
At some point, you've got to figure it out. So that's not an easy click your heels twice when we're back in Kansas kind of problem there.
Right. But the other thing is that we did get the list of who was going to get the special distribution of income tax that was coming out of our trust accounts. I spoke a little bit about this last week, and we got the list. But indeed, there will be no money coming back to the public safety tax, because there has to be at least 15% held back by the state in her trust account. And so all those people who thought we were going to get that money back that was paid for those last 3 months of 2016, that we were going to get that full amount, which indeed at first I thought that, so I had to think it through. I've known for some time, and I knew that wouldn't work that way. But there was none of this money that's coming back to be distributed. None of that will go into that public safety tax.
So it remains in a trust where?
Where it will build up until it hits that 15%.
Ah, it's not to that level yet.
Budget,
okay.
And then they can start releasing it to them. But they keep those the numbers separate for our special projects, which is for our youth services. They'll be receiving money, and then the county be receiving money, and the city and other units that get that pay income tax and that get a portion of it. Everybody pays income tax if you live here and make money, but then those units that get income tax will get a portion of that savings.
Interesting.
So, everybody's ready to start figuring out where to put it. We used to have to put it in rainy day. Now they're saying, no, you put it in your general fund. If you want to move it over to rainy day, it's a part of all. You can only put 10% in every year into rainy day, and it has to be a part of that.
So they're encouraging you to spend it.
Well, they're encouraging you to say you cannot just keep growing your rainy day in big chunks of money, because you may have too much money sitting back there and still charging the taxpayer additional tax.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay, so it keeps the books balanced, so to speak.
Yeah.
All right, good job as always, Marty. Thanks for the information. We appreciate it. And when we talk to you next, it will be June, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Can't wait.
All right, thanks, Marty.
Much.
All right, bye-bye. Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, checks in every Wednesday morning.